Good afternoon, Stephen.
Hello, Vic. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you so much for chatting to us. This is a very exciting looking program, definitely one that I think SBS is sort of really proud to present because it's a sort of show that maybe other channels wouldn't pick up. Can you tell us a little bit about the premise of what we can expect?
Sure. Well, look, you know, the wonderful thing about television is, the power of television is that you've got a, you know, an opportunity to bring sort of a mass audience to tell them and to tell a story, and hopefully an entertaining story, and one that will make people think and maybe and hopefully go into their hearts. And I think Safe Harbor is really that. Look, Safe Harbor is a story about who we are as people, as Australians, and it's not a story that delves into the politics or good, bad, or indifferent of immigration per se, or what our current government or past ones have passed as legislation. It takes a much more personal and sort of ground level view, and how, you know, it looks at a group of Australians who go on a sailing expedition after one of them buys a yacht to Indonesia, and en route they encounter a boat full of refugees who are heading to Australia, but they're stranded. Their motor's stopped, and there's a question of them just sort of floating out in the open sea. We're on the Timor Sea in 2013. And then there's this sort of a debate amongst the Australians about what they should do. And they're aware of the potential consequences of helping a boat full of refugees. And in the end, they tow the boat, only for the next morning to discover that somebody had cut the rope between the two boats.
Ah.
Our story then is about... It sort of propels itself 5 years hence. It's set in Brisbane,
right,
where we shot the drama last year. And the two groups come back together again when one of the Australians hops into a cab and is driven by a driver who we later recognise as one of the refugees. And from there, the two groups are brought back together again stories that occurred out on the sea are sort of further explored and unpacked. And we see the consequences that have really taken place since that incident 5 years in the past, and how that sort of reverberates into the future for the people, both as a group and individuals. And it's sort of a very powerful sort of psychological sort of drama that spins out from there.
I mean, it sounds like a really interesting storyline and a plot that I think people could draw some parallels to, because I mean, I'm sure a lot of us have had discussions with our friends over a dinner party or at the pub about whether or not asylum seekers should be let in or not,
sure.
Or you know, and I'm sure this is it's been a big topic over many years.
And look, I think the interesting thing is, no matter how kind of liberal thinking and progressive thinking you are, I think that it's much easier to do that in the comfort of you know, in your lounge room with friends and like-minded people. But really, I think, you know, confronted with such a situation, you know, on the open seas, the show really explores the question of, well, what would you do? I mean, you know, I think in reality, we don't know, because it's, you know, there are many consequences, not just legal, but personal as well. And in, you know, there's a couple on our boat, and you know, they have children at home that they are considering, you know, that might be affected by whatever decisions they do make on the open sea. So I think it's, you know, it really goes to the core of individuals, you know, morality and the practicalities of life as well, you know. And I think sometimes, you know, those things, you know, take precedence, whether, you know, you're proud of them or not. And I think that's kind of humanity in our characters, you know. And there are no obvious black hats and white hats, which is something that we were very careful in sort of exploring in the development of the show, is that, you know, these people are humans, and you could quite literally swap the characters over and make the, you know, we explore an Iraqi family, the Australian family, and really, the people have, you know, the same sort of foibles, who are after the same things as we all are.
Well, that's it. And I think these sort of shows sounds like it can maybe open up people's eyes a little bit as to the actual plight of why people may be seeking asylum in the first place.
Yeah, I hope so. Look, our story is fictional, but mm-hmm. it's also, it could be true in the sense that we've put a lot of research into the story that we've created based on, evidence of boats arriving in Australia, the type of people that came to Australia in certain years. The reason why we start the story in 2013 is because it takes place just before the Pacific Solution started. So then anybody that was, found to have arrived in Australia were, of course, placed in camps on the mainland rather than, sent to, Nauru or Manus Island. It's just at that cusp.
It's an interesting time, in our history.
Yeah. Just changes policy, and it became, all the more harder for refugees to arrive here.
Yeah. Now, there's some great acting talent in this show. Mm. With one of the country's finest film and theatre actors, Ewan Leslie, and then you've got Joel Jackson, who was recently in Deadline Gallipoli, and Jacqueline McKenzie, who's been in Who's Who of films. And it must have been exciting to get such a great cast of talent.
Oh, amazing. Well, Joel, I worked with a couple of years ago on a previous show that I produced, Hide and Seek, mm-hmm. And I just think he's an extraordinary actor. And, a lot of people will know him probably most profoundly is playing Peter Allen in Not the Boy Next Door. And he got a Logie for that. And, he's an extraordinary talent who, I just think the sky's the limit for him. Jacqueline McKenzie, one of the elders of the tribe, a beautiful, beautiful actor and beautiful person who, was wonderful to get her. Ewan Leslie, equally, a great presence, stage and screen in this country. And, he's had a plethora of great roles coming out recently, like Top of the Lake and Sweet Country, but he's absolute doyen of the theatre scene.
For sure.
And we brought back Phoebe Tonkin, who hasn't been seen in this country for a long time, who for the last 10 years has been polishing her craft in the US to sort of an incredible level, working on a lot of very, very popular shows like the Originals.
You might have seen her in the Vampire Diaries as well back in 2012.
Exactly, she's a bona fide star, not just in the US, but Europe and certainly in South America. And interestingly, she's best remembered here for sort of roles when she was still a teenager. But she's an extraordinary actor, and this is her first kind of really fully fledged dramatic role we're sort of stepping out of the sort of shows that she's been associated with so strongly, which are much more heightened in the States. Yeah. And she turns in an amazing performance.
Fantastic. Look, the setting of putting it out on the ocean as well, I think, is quite interesting.
Yeah.
Australia's quite known for the outback and these big, wide brown land sort of shots.
Yeah.
But people forget that we're surrounded by water.
That's right.
We love being on the water, but it's quite, I always find it quite interesting because there is so much border Australia has, and there's obviously a lot of potential to come across boats coming to Australia.
That's right. Well, we're such a huge island.
Yeah.
And we, most of us sort of cling onto the eastern seaboard, but there's a hell of a lot more than that, of course. And, it's quite extraordinary.
Well, it looks like an amazing show. I can't wait to catch it. It's going to be starting tonight on SBS at 8:30 p.m.
Yes, correct, at 8:30, and it will be on for the next 4 weeks.
Yep.
Then available on SBS On Demand after that. So we're very excited. We think it's a wonderful show, and certainly hope that audiences agree.
I'm sure they will. Thank you so much, Stephen, and good luck with it.
Thank you. Pleasure.
Cheers. That's Stephen. Bye-bye. Stephen Corvini there. He's the producer of the new SBS series Safe Harbour. Starts tonight on SBS, 8:30 p.m. and SBS On Demand.